For Tuesday, August 11th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Tuesday. We're going to get right into it today because I'm going to read a fairly lengthy portion of Scripture. So grab your Bible, open it with me, if you would, to 2 Kings in the Old Testament. Look for chapter 2, and I want you to go to verse 1. And I'm going to read from verse 1 right through to verse 14. Follow along as I read. This is what the Word of God teaches. Now, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel, and the sons of the prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he said, "Yes, I know it. Keep quiet." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take away your master from over you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know it. Keep quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak and he rolled it up and he struck the water, and the water was parted to the one side and to the other, until the two of them could go over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes, and he tore them into two pieces. And he took up the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him, and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him, and he struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he had struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elisha went over. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, "This Experience Must Come." And this is what he wrote. It is not wrong to depend upon Elijah as long as God gives him to you. But remember, the time will come when he will have to go, when he stands no more to you as your guide and your leader, because God does not intend he should. You say, "I cannot go on without Elijah." God says, "You must." Alone at your Jordan. Jordan is the type of separation where there is no fellowship with anyone else, and where no one can take the responsibility for you. You have to put to test now what you learned when you were with your Elijah. You have been to Jordan over and over again with Elijah, but now you are up against it alone. It is no use saying you cannot go. This experience has come and you must go. If you want to know whether God is the God you have faith to believe him to be, then go through your Jordan alone. Alone at your Jericho. Jericho is the place where you have seen your Elijah do great things. When you come to your Jericho, you have a strong disinclination to take the initiative and trust in God. You want someone else to take it for you. If you remain true to what you have learned with Elijah, you will get the sign that God is with you. Alone at your Bethel. At your Bethel, you will find yourself at your wit's end and at the beginning of God's wisdom. When you get to your wit's end and feel inclined to succumb to panic, don't. Stand true to God, and He will bring His truth out in a way that will make your life a sacrament. Put into practice what you learned with your Elijah. Use his cloak and pray. Determine to trust in God and do not look for Elijah no more. In what part of your spiritual journey have you been clinging to your own Jordan or your own Jericho or your own Bethel? Have you come to the realization that clinging to these has become a hindrance in your trust of God? Is God calling you this morning to step out in faith and just have your trust in Him and Him alone? Have you allowed yourself to think what that might look like? May I encourage you today to spend some time thinking about that, praying about that, seeking God's wisdom. He will answer. I hope you will join us again tomorrow as we look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 26. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.